kiddos. Handsome Jack here. You're listening to Start Replay.
Pushy Snuggle Bicey's my main squeeze.
I thought I would take some time away from battling Dr. Nefarious and introduce a brand new Start Replay podcast.
Presumably because you have half a brain in your head. Okay. Kisses.
Oh my goodness.
Suspense.
Welcome everyone to the Start Replay podcast, and it's episode 23. We've been away for quite a while because things have been happening and we haven't had time to go into your ears. God, that sounds wrong. I am joined by Richard Evans.
Hello.
When was the last time they heard you, Richard? You were a running series regular.
Like four in a row. I think I wrongly claimed it as five in a row.
Were you on the last one though?
No.
No. So
that
you
was
broke,
you, Joel,
you
and
broke
Freya.
Your stream.
I broke my stream.
You broke your seal.
I broke my
now
stream.
Now you're going to have to come back all the time.
It went all over the toilet instead.
When we're joined by an unfamiliar face, someone who hasn't been on the reboot of the Start Replay podcast. His name is Tom Dayden.
Hello, everybody. Hi, guys. How's it going? Tom. He's back for more. Ooh.
Back for more.
Yep.
Shady's back.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Dayden's back.
Dayden's back. Gaming stuff.
Yeah.
We don't just talk about gaming, though, do we? We also talk about movies and other shiz.
Just any tangents that we happen to come across.
We also say swear words.
No, we don't.
Fuck. Well, shit. Now we do.
I thought we were going to block out flip and
what if
shiz.
I drop the big one?
What's the big one, Tom?
Stop.
Oh my god, no! That's out of control!
Wash your mouth out with soap!
If you haven't listened to the Start Replay podcast yet, we're a gaming cast, but we also talk about nonsense. Actually, no, most of the time we talk about nonsense.
And improv comedy.
And improv comedy, sometimes.
A lot of that.
Some of which that Tom, most of which, all of which, that Tom hasn't actually heard. He hasn't heard the improv comedy before. Improv sketches are the best. Haven't done one for quite a few episodes though.
And when we did, it was with people that didn't do improv comedy.
Have any of us done improv comedy?
No,
but Theo and Freya weren't very good at it.
Well, no, they found it a bit weird, especially when Elmo came in and blew up the moon.
Yeah, and they didn't get any references, especially Theo.
Yeah, and Glue Man. Was it Super Glue Man?
I have no memory. There was something about Batman.
Spin-off Superman.
Kind of, yeah. That was it. What's been happening in gaming? Tony Hawk is crap, unfortunately.
Very buggy.
I love Tony Hawk. That's the problem, you know. I love Tony Hawk. All the original ones on PS1, I used to be on it, and I used to grind everywhere. I also used to grind those rails and try and get those videotapes and go into those secret...
You can't grind on Hawk. There's no levels, really.
Did you grind on Grinder?
Did you grind to grind? Did you grind to get better grinding?
I ground on Grinder...
Right.
Whilst grinding in Tony Hawk.
Whilst grinding on Tony Hawk.
grinding I was grinding Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
Whilst grinding rails on Grinder with
Tony Hawk.
Ground up.
Ground pepper.
That's a weird image.
And yet it's an image you're going to have to create for me. But do you remember when you went Tony Hawk and then you used to get like those secret areas? Like it would be like spooky bats or something. Or like just secret...
Who would get those secret areas with spooky bats?
Spooky bats. No, don't you remember that? Where you used to get to secret areas and if you got the jump just right, you get to like the secret area or you had like slow motion mode or big head mode or...
Oh, yeah.
Or get the videotape on that rail and you'd have to grind from one place to another...
We could play as Shrek.
Yeah, and Jango Fett.
Jango Fett?
And Django Freeman from Django Unchained.
Django Freeman?
No.
Django Freeman?
Is
that split between Morgan Freeman and.
That's
the
Django
man who
from Django
Electric.
Unchained.
What?
Django Unchained.
What's his name?
Yeah, the
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx,
there we go.
Django Fox.
What are your memories of Tony Hawk 5? I mean, not Tony Hawk 5 because you haven't played it. What are your favourite memories of Tony Hawk more like? Because Tony Hawk 5 is apparently a big buggy mess.
I like it when he did the flip.
A bit like Tom's windscreen after he's been
running
driving
over
on
children.
The motorway. A big buggy mess.
I don't run over children.
Oh, it's not
false
what I
claims. Heard. False claims.
He doesn't run over children, but he does run into bugs.
Well, Skate or Tony Hawk, the one where they had the skateboard add-on you could buy, which you sort of stood on. And
that was Tony Hawk. That was the last Tony Hawk game that we had, I believe, before it. Oh, no, we did get a remaster of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Or Underground. Underground, down, something. Download on PS3.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there was one of those.
I mean, that was okay. But I am still really looking forward to Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5, regardless of its big buggy mess. There are ragdoll physics everywhere. There are heads and legs in scenery. Entire bodies in scenery. I don't know how they released it like that. But.
I think I only ever bought two skating games. One I can't remember at all. And the other one was Simpsons Skating.
Oh my god, Simpsons Skating was awesome.
It was a good game.
They need to make another Simpsons game.
Hit and Run remastered PS4 multiplayer.
There we go. I've just hit
Thank
the roof.
You.
I hit the table more like. I have so many good memories of that.
All the cheats, definitely. Like
all the cheats, all the good.
Matrix mode, where you jump and go slow motion, or low grav and Matrix, and you jump really high and go slow motion, but then you'd be there for ages doing loads of tricks. But
what about the music? That was most memorable to me.
Yeah, TNT, Dynamite was always on the first song that I played on.
Ace of Spades.
Pro Skater 3.
The Ace of Spades! Ace of Spades! Whilst you're grinding up big scores.
Who's big scores and why are you grinding up on them?
Well, I was just... We need to make this a video podcast just so we can see Tom's face.
I don't think we should. Well, you could just put a camera here.
Tom Cam. That'd be terrifying.
Yes.
What about like a... You can have it like on a helmet. So you can have the camera coming.
Let me just quickly describe that for you guys. Imagine if you had a giant, like, looped donkey dick on your forehead and you're wanking off.
Just imagine that.
Josh was just doing that. The whole big wanking, big dick forehead motion.
I didn't
big
mean to.
Dick forehead.
It just happened.
You've got a big dick forehead.
Thanks.
Got a forehead penis. Forehead penis.
This has just gone down so quickly.
Pro Skater, Richard.
Yes. Are you a Pro Skater, Richard? That's what we want to know.
Well, I don't like to brag, but I can lie down on the skateboard and move myself along the ground.
Holy crap. Yeah. I can't even
do
that. There was a time where I had a skateboard and also elbow pads, knee pads,
didn't everyone
helmet.
Have that?
I was padded out. I was like the Marshmallow Man.
I bought all that when I bought Heelys. So...
You had Heelys.
I had Heelys and I never got figured out how to work them. I was too scared.
Oh, Heelys with the little wheels.
Yeah.
Wheels and the heels.
See, hence why they're called Heelys, I guess.
Well, yeah. No, because there's no E's in...
Heels.
Heels
and wheelies.
They couldn't call it like heels wheelies. For kids, could they?
Wheelie, good shoes.
Wow. You would have been great in the marketing team.
I really, really liked my Heelys.
Are you ready for some wheelie good shoes? Head to Wheelies. I mean Heelys.
Fuck. No. Fuck marketing. Heelys.
I'm just let down that Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5.
Why has there not been like
crap.
Add-on content for Heelys instead of skateboards? Heely tricks.
Heely stabilizers.
Did you just say the C word again?
No.
I bet on playback it sounded like you. Even though you said can't.
Can't.
You went can't.
Can't. There we go.
Okay.
Let me clear up any misconceptions that I'd be simply throwing the ball.
Dobby! Stop! Oh my god, there it goes again. You know, my editing session during this is going to be very.
Get some soap for this boy's mouth.
It's been a honking. It's fine. No one will know what I said.
No, something much better's going in there.
Okay.
Destiny. Tom and I have been playing a lot of Destiny. The Taken King is out.
Do you play Destiny?
Not for a year.
Oh, Richard, what you need to do is you need to buy a PS4,
yes.
Get Destiny,
need a third player,
use a spark of light, and then play with us.
Yeah, I'll buy
and the best thing is, you can get the Legendary Edition, which will include everything.
I'll buy one when I'm not waiting for 150 quid to come out of my bank account for Fallout.
Or following through.
How do you know if I thought
because
it was quite
that face,
I thought
it was,
quite
it was that face biting the lip going... And leaning to the left a little.
right.
Okay, leaning to the right.
Great, so it's coming my way.
Quid for
150 quid for Fallout.
For which edition is that?
I bought the 100 quid Pip-Boy edition.
I also bought
50
one of those.
Quid Steam edition.
Why?
I don't know.
It's like, this is like the other day, right? Tom and I?
Hello.
Richard and I were at a World of Warships
back-to-back wanking
launch event at the historic dockyard in Chatham, which is 30 minutes outside of London St Pancras.
And a two-hour journey from Reading.
And anyway, we were there. Well, actually, I was there first, and then Richard got a taxi from the station to meet me there. And the taxi was £6, and he gave the taxi driver £10, and he said, don't worry about change. And then we got a taxi back, which was £6 again, and he said, don't worry about change. So he spent £20 on 12 pounds worth of taxis.
Well, I make
bowling,
out...
Bowling, I think, is one of the biggest words.
I make out that...
You make
I,
out? I make what, out with the taxi
I make
drivers?
Out with them, no.
just for the extra money.
Which is £20 one.
I make out that I'm just really generous and charitable.
Here, have £10. I know it's a £6 taxi. Can I kiss you?
Exactly. No, I'm just too lazy to wait for change.
Wow.
If it was like a pound, I'd be like, don't worry. Pence, even though if it was a pound, I'd be like, give me my fucking money.
Well, that's what you definitely need to buy a PlayStation for.
That makes sense.
I will do when I'm not spending so much money on games.
Not following your
title. And I've just spent £20 on fucking City Skyline.
That's right, £20 for a game's not bad.
I bought
the
DLC
for us
and
normal people
as well.
Have to buy games anyway.
Alright, dig.
Prick.
Yeah, so Destiny is... really, really good, and it's really addictive again. Mm. And Richard, you need to play with us.
I did
also,
like
you need to play
headshots
with us on Destiny.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Destiny is really good. The Taken King is essentially how the game should have been at launch.
Yep.
So the
as
game was
stated
like
in your review,
as stated in my review at startreplay.com
/ imbrick.com.
Yeah. That's you'll find Tom's profile on there.
Yeah, fantastic, brilliant. Class A Bants.
Archbishop of Banterbury.
Class A Bants.com.
Banton
subsidiary of Start Replay. Class A Bants. definitely need Tom Cam.
Well, I've got a GoPro.
Hi, and welcome
need,
to Tom Cam.
I've got a helmet with a clip on it.
Exactly.
Boom.
Like, have the boom.
Big yeah. boom. Just
have
big boom.
The boom. Okay.
Oh my god, I'm not going to explain what Josh just did.
Nope.
What else has been going on in gaming? Come on, there must be something.
Destiny.
Metal Gear Solid.
NBA.
NBA is apparently one of the best sports games ever.
Yeah, we spoke about this earlier, and we were going to play it before we started this, weren't we? But
yeah.
We got too enthralled with Until Dawn.
Well, we got caught up trying to kill off characters in
Which
Until Dawn.
Which, turns out, it's really fucking difficult.
I was trying to
kill
off
Grant Ward.
Well, it's
not difficult, because an icicle was going
to
kill
two people. Yeah, but that was
before people,
we wanted to kill them
And then
off.
You were like, oh no, I don't want to kill them, I'm going to move them. I want to know what would have happened if the icicle went down. That would have been pretty major.
They probably would have survived, because they survive anything, those two.
Yeah.
Well,
except for
now she's
in a jaw.
I think the ice core would have gone through... Spoilers for those who haven't
spoilers,
played Until
actually in... Is it
but,
the ring? Grudge? The grudge? Is it the
I
grudge
think,
where the one has the jaw off? The grudge?
No. I think most horror films these days.
just one long tongue.
I think the ice core would have just gone through the girl, and that's it.
So, we made a joke about like his Hulk dick ripping her jaw off, but she'd be good at licking girls out now with a tongue that long. And
wow. Like wow. Tongue. So you're saying, oh god, no, I don't even want to repeat that. Call of Duty, Black Ops 3, big news. On PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, it's not going to have a campaign.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I saw this earlier.
How big is that? Holy
I thought I don't know where I saw this, but I was doing. I thought I was playing Destiny actually, so I was like,
that
I don't care
so
about anything.
That is so fucking mental.
But yeah. So it was. Yeah. Shit.
And they may as not. They may not. You know. They shouldn't even release it as a disc. They should just do it as a download for multiplayer and zombies. That's all it is there for. Multiplayer and
zombies.
Yeah. That's so strange. That's gonna continue the trend now. Isn't it?
Hope not. I love campaign.
Yeah, that's the first
thing.
Get
a new console, you idiot.
Yeah.
Get a PlayStation 4.
Get a PlayStation 4.
Might be good.
What do you have at the moment?
Xbox One.
Well, get a PlayStation 4. And why are you complaining anyway? Because it's the campaign is coming to Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
Yeah, but I hope they don't do it with other games. And in the future, I hope they just don't get rid of campaign.
Well, no, they'll get rid of campaign for last gen.
I don't like
as a continued
trend. I don't like interacting with other people, so I just like campaigns.
No, I like campaigns too, and they will continue, but not on last gen.
They're online on your own.
But I think the fact that campaign isn't coming to last gen is really good, because it makes sure that the campaign is really fucking good. And also the campaign is like four-player campaign.
Matt, brilliant. Your face was like, I have so many good words lined up
four
now.
Four-player...
They're like three, four syllables long. Campaign. It's co-op. Really? I didn't know that.
Four-player co-op. Campaign.
Shit, son.
Four-player co-op campaign, and that's the whole reason why it's not coming to last gen, because it just can't handle it. unless you play it in Minecraft graphics.
Ah.
Minecraft is incredibly
detailed,
memory intensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why? It's just blocks.
But it's not. Because you can have a lower quality of
blocks
texture. So well, it can still look pixelated. Because each block isn't a pixel.
Well, maybe it should be.
Then the blocks would be too small to see.
Well, maybe it should...
It would take an hour to build a pillar. A
no, I think it would take an hour just to build a block.
A block made out of blocks.
A block made out of pixel blocks. A normal block made out of a pixel block would take you 2 days.
Depends how big said block is.
We could be on this forever.
Let's move on from this insanity.
Depends how close
Call of Duty Black Ops 3 will not come with a campaign on last gen.
It will not come on
Minecraft.
Pretty
big. What did you think of the beta when you played it?
Awesome.
Really good. I think it was really good. Did you play it, Richard?
No,
you didn't. You're a noob. Only Tom and I, because we're good. I love you still. I love you still.
Noob!
But I don't know what it was. Between Advanced Warfare and Black Ops 3, Black Ops 3 with the advanced kit just felt better. Trout know how to just make it really good.
It's why I didn't like Advanced Warfare, was because of the movement and the
but Black Ops 3 feels more like Titanfall.
It what was just because it's got wall running.
Well, just because of the kinetic movement, and it's like really smooth, and
the
it's a lot smoother than Advanced
natural.
Warfare.
More
dynamic.
Yeah, it just flows better. It's a lot easier to. I think the movement in Advanced Warfare just seemed a bit like overpowered. Like if you're getting shot at, you just go jump into the air and then just shooting from above really easily, and they'd be like, "Oh god, oh, guns everywhere." Whereas Black
Ops 3
Dobby
doing in the battlefield.
I don't know.
Guns everywhere, master.
Clicking his magic everywhere, throwing cakes at people.
Just snapping necks when he clicks.
Cakes or kegs?
Why not both?
Throwing kegs at people.
One's a stun grenade. Cake's a stun grenade. Keg is a lethal grenade. That snaps their neck. Ooh, spiked a bit there. Oops.
That's fine. These mics can handle it. Well, it's just like we're not wearing our headphones for feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise.
Didn't realise that.
Well, yeah.
Didn't realise I didn't have a thing on my head.
No headphones in your head today.
Took my hat off too.
Yeah. Fuck.
Let's mix it up a little bit with movies until we think of something good that's happening.
Good for gaming.
Oh, have you?
Oh, go.
Have you heard the rumours about Red Dead Redemption? Josh has, because I've told him.
What? No, I knew about it before. Everyone's known about it for a long time. Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming, but
rumours of pre-playable characters, and one of them is customizable. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be really cool. Imagine that.
So Wild West GTA 5, is that what you're just saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But imagine if you could customise your main character. Imagine throughout the campaign and the cutscenes and everything, how wacky you can make your characters and how much more personal the experience would be.
Can I be a girl?
Maybe.
Hopefully.
The two other playable characters, I believe, are rumoured to be Irish.
John Marston.
And Seth.
John Marston's baby. You said it was going to be prequel, right, to Red Dead Redemption.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it'll be a bit harder if it was after,
because
then it would
last be... Last one was like 1914.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a Wild West after that, was there?
Was there a Wild West in 1914?
I don't know where
that's
the Wild
when the game,
West
that's
was.
That's when Red Dead Redemption was set, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
So America was like the Wild West in 1914.
Apparently.
It's bullshit.
What's wrong with that?
Wikipedia.
It just only 100 years ago. That's not long.
Well, technology's progressed very
down,
quickly.
Down,
yes, it has.
Down, down, down.
But imagine, that's like, we're starting World War One, and meanwhile, there are Indians and cowboys.
But were there Indians and cowboys? Well, there were
I don't
cowboys.
Being any
but were
Indians.
There Native Americans in Red Dead Redemption?
I don't think there were.
Mm-mm.
Probably.
Just crazy prospectors.
Nah.
Crazy Spock Pectors? What? Crazy Spock Pectors? Yes.
Spock does not go
another
live long and prosper
prosper long and live.
Red Dead Redemption 2 with customizable character as your character main
one
characters.
Of your characters
would be really good. When do you think though? When do you think all these games from these big companies are going to be announced? Yeah?
Never.
Why are you holding your controller?
Because I'm really angry.
I want them to do what Bethesda did and announce them when they're a few months away
yes,
from shipping.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what they need to do. Yeah. Like Half-Life 3 or Portal 3 or
Portal
Left 4 Dead 3.
They just come out and say
they're doing Left Dead 3, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
three
not
good.
That.
Valve just come out saying, yeah, we've got sequels to all our games and we've got Half-Life's going up to Half-Life 10 are about to come out.
They've already made them all. We're going to taper them over a couple of weeks.
Well, they should say it. We'd be like, oh, by the way, this is going on Steam.
Or maybe they just release
it
on Steam sale
on Steam.
And nothing. Yeah. And the people are like,
in the sale.
And the internet
and the big,
crashes.
Like,
the
sale.
Internet just crashes.
Imagine if films did that. They release like a three-part so film series all at once. Like,
are you going to see them all at once?
Like Star Wars, the new trilogy, is put them all out at once.
But do you know why that won't happen?
Because it doesn't make as much money?
Because marketing people just won't
even
do whatever thing. It's like Terminator, right? The recent Terminator, which I haven't seen.
Genesis, another way.
If you've seen the trailer, you've seen
the
film.
They gave it away in the trailer.
Yeah,
and I think it's really silly. It's like the next Bond. I haven't seen any trailers for that.
I'm so excited.
Except
for that.
From the first, which I
have
saw.
You seen the car?
Which I was like, that. Yes, I've seen the car in pictures,
okay,
but not in action.
That's fine.
And
you don't
really
see it in action, do you?
I just remember the first trailer where he said, You're a hurricane in a what? No,
you're a hurricane.
In a hurricane, Mr. Bond.
That's it.
Something like
Wasn't
that.
Wasn't that John.
He's the guy from
like
the
Hurt.
Second one.
Was that John Hurt that said that?
No, he's the guy in the second one. He's
in
the trunk of the
bit.
Car.
It did look like
Do you remember that? In the trunk of the car in the second one where he opens up at the end of that big car chase across Quantum Solace. The crap.
Nobody
one.
Watched Quantum
oh,
Solace.
I can't remember
that was
that.
Really,
I saw
that
in
that was really
that's
bad.
It.
I hated that.
Yeah.
I hated that Bond.
I haven't seen it once.
Although Casino Royale, Skyfall is the best so far.
Casino Royale, no. It's just the best.
What, Casino Royale?
Yeah.
What, Skyfall's really good.
Yeah, I know. Skyfall's brilliant.
What
Casino
what
Royale is.
I think Spectre's going to be much better. I think it's going to be the best Bond ever. It's got Christopher Waltz
got a
DB10, as
a
bloody
new
villain.
Martin.
I want gadgets.
Maybe he will have gadgets. Don't tell me.
Go on Amazon.
But maybe he will. And he's going to be skiing.
I want gadgets.
Which is cool. That's traditional Bond. In
that
the snow.
Pierce Brosnan
skiing.
Style.
Or Timothy Dalton.
I have not seen any. He's only been in one?
No, not Timothy Dalton hasn't. But there was that one person who at the end, his wife gets killed.
In real life.
Who knows who that guy was? He was probably just some random one. Who should we have play Bond? That guy off the street. Okay.
It literally is.
Craig's doing another film.
He is, apparently. You said
Craig
that.
David?
Yeah, Craig David's going to come on and be the new James Bond.
Well, I don't believe it, though. Let's Google it. And make up a topic whilst I think about it. Come on, keep the topic going.
No, there's a big gossip about
Daniel Craig. Maybe it's
the next James Bond.
Daniel Radcliffe?
Daniel Radcliffe. Game changers.
Daniel Boringcliffe.
Daniel,
I like Daniel Radcliffe.
Craig
in Game Changers,
fourth Bond, yeah.
GTA documentary film.
We haven't seen that.
Fourth James Bond movie. Oh, hang on, no.
That is Spectre.
That'll be Spectre. So it'll be fifth James Bond movie.
I saw it on a tabloid.
On a tabloid.
Oh, on the tabloid.
On the tabloid or in the tabloid?
On it.
So fifth James Bond movie.
Someone just wrote it on a paper.
Oh, sorry, Damian Lewis. Daniel Craig will continue to play James Bond.
I do like Daniel Craig.
And also Sam Mendes. Spectre is my last Bond film, probably. What?
Probably.
What?
What?
Daniel Mendes.
Sam Mendes will not come back for another Bond. He will kill.
Who's Sam Mendes?
His energy. He's the director of Skyfall. Who came
also,
back for Spectre after being offered a crap ton of money and creating the Willy Wonka Broadway show.
Also, ooh, he was born fairly near where we're recording this podcast.
Where?
I don't know, somewhere in Reading.
Royal Berks Hospital, maybe?
Homeland star Damian Lewis woke up to some pretty disappointing news this morning. Daniel Craig has decided not to retire from playing James Bond after all. According to reports, he had seriously been considering bowing out of the role. However, it has emerged that the 47-year-old has now agreed to fulfil his contract
47?
And star in at least one more film. Daniel has assured us he will fulfil his contract, a Sony spokeswoman told him. Her? Who knew?
It.
When news broke that Daniel was contemplating giving up 007, Damien 44 was a favourite to replace him. Dobby. 007.
Sean Bean for next Bond.
Yes. Hashtag. Let's get trending.
Have we all seen The Martian here?
Yes.
Well, that would be the best James Bond. Ginger James Bond.
Yes.
Ginger James Bond, Killed by the Sun. And that can be the name of the film. Killed by the Sun.
Do you remember the scene in The Martian? It's not a major spoiler here, but they're all round a table.
They
mention, they call a thing the Elrond project.
I love it. I loved it.
And they're like, what's the Elrond project? And Sean Bean goes, oh, it's from Lord of the Rings, where they're all in a meeting, in a fellowship about how to destroy the ring.
Secret.
And Sean Bean was at the original Elrond meeting.
I loved that. I got so Boromir. Excited about that. So excited that they made that reference.
Speaking of which, The Martian is really good.
The Martian is bloody fantastic.
Made by Ridley Scott. Originally meant to be made by Drew Goddard.
He can't stop making space films, Ridley Scott.
He can't. Maybe it's always because he's so high. He's always spaced out, quite literally.
Did he do the Halo TV series?
He did some of it, but that was bad.
That was a colossal failure.
Well, it seems to be anything that's gaming related in films is really bad. But will that change? We need to know, Tom.
I'm actually just tweeting Sean Bean for Bond. Hashtag Sean Bean for the number 4 Bond.
Yeah, but he's too old.
No, never.
Boromir is never too old.
He's got immortal. A huge fat chicken neck, and he cannot play Bond anymore.
No, we need him there. Bloody Jaws.
Brilliant.
Bloody
kick
Jaws.
Kick your head in, Jaws.
Jon Snow. I've got to kill him.
Bloody bastard.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think Judi Dench should play Bond after the after time. Whoa, spoilers to those who haven't seen
Skyfall.
Spoilers
to those who didn't see a 2011 film Skyfall.
Was it 2011?
I think so.
That's a long time ago.
I don't know.
Oh no, that of course, yeah, there was that. Oh no, before. Oh, hang on. No, I can't remember. Tom there was like a big.
I don't know why I jumped on watch. I thought it said the year on here.
The year.
Somehow I forgot what year.
What?
It was.
2015. Oh, it's 2015. Don't worry.
Was it 11 or 2012?
One of them. It was a year.
We could just Google it. Always find
it. It was a long time ago. And the time before that was a long time ago because MGM had all those funny issues.
MGM? Metal Gear.
Well, they were trying to be funny.
Mollied.
Metal Gear
Metro
Mollied.
Metro Gold Mint.
Metal Gear Molly.
Goodwin Mayer.
2012.
Ah.
It was 2012.
I was 1 year out.
Lego Dimensions.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it's like, Josh.
Well, no, but it's a Lego.
We didn't get to build the fucking portal.
No,
did
we didn't, because Macs have problems. Or specifically, my Mackie mixer.
Insane Macs.
Won't be supported or isn't supported by El Capitan.
The Taken King mixer, Oryx.
Taken King. It's Onyx, actually.
It's Oryx.
Although I did see Trials of Osiris at Tesco the other day. And I saw harpies on some couch furniture the other day.
Harpies?
Yeah, harpies.
Anything to do with it.
Herpes.
You know the things? They're called harpies. You know, the things that float around. The robots.
Oh, the triangular ones.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell the hand thing was. Just link
the
your fingers
triangular
together.
Ones. Like that.
Yeah, like fucking...
Well, I saw that pattern in a couch. I was like...
In a couch.
So Cammy was it. Talking to me and I was sort of like... Those
destiny. Oh my god, oh my god.
It's not. I have played far too much. And you need to be on it, Richard.
Okay, when I have enough money to buy a PlayStation.
Well, if you hadn't paid those taxi drivers £200.
And then I'll buy Until Dawn and just rage constantly for it. Like, why aren't these characters dying?
Well,
I'm trying to kill these characters.
Make sure that the icicle kills them.
They wouldn't have died.
How do you know?
Because Grant Ward in that game doesn't die.
He's a spy.
Whoa. Easy.
He's a...
That's more...
Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He is an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Only S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. alone. Has anyone seen The Flash? No, he hasn't seen The Flash. Flash.
I watched an episode.
The Flash
again
is
the
really
day.
Good.
I've seen
I tell
most
you,
of it, but...
I tell you what's
going
to be really good. Holy crap. Welcome to the Start Replay podcast full of farts, gags, and other
that.
Jokes.
Look at that.
I think
pretty
so.
Sensitive. No, I'm good. Oh. Seriously, can
pull the mic down to you.
I am. No, I thought I'd follow through. No. I'm trying to feel like it's like squelching or anything, but no.
Squelching?
It's a bit warm down there.
Well, I mean, it is. It's warm gas. I'm fucking baking.
Tom, yes, you're wearing a fucking fleece. No wonder you're baking.
A fleece? It's a hoodie.
Hoodie.
Yeah, old man Josh.
Have you ever shat your pants?
Have I ever shat? Yeah. Who hasn't? I mean, not recently.
Oh,
not since
God.
I was like near one or reception. It was, that's the last time I remember anyway.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, I've never drunkenly shat myself or anything like that.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh no, you haven't.
I'm quite good with my bowel movements.
Oh good.
I've woken up on my own vomit though.
Yummy.
Jeez,
oh God.
On purpose?
No, it was Christmas Eve a few years ago.
Love penis.
Christmas Eve.
The love penis bunny.
Yeah,
so I'm just looking
Eve
at
in my own
board
vomit.
Currently.
I had
with
a
love penis bunny drawn by Dayton.
It is. Let's tweet it, shall we?
No, don't tweet the love penis bunny.
I'm tweeting, it right now. Listeners, I'm tweeting the love penis bunny.
That's good. God help anyone who's actually listening to
don't
this.
Don't worry, listeners. I don't know what they're on about either.
Love penis bunny.
I have no idea. With love Cammy in the corner.
I'm scared.
I'm gonna crop that out.
Under personal goals.
If you're listening to this,
I need to love my girlfriend.
If you're listening to this, send help to
send help
123 Sesame Street.
How do I
get rid of the light?
The big yellow
Grover
bird
has me hostage in his bin.
The big yellow bird has taken control.
The big yellow bird's sexually aggressive towards Elmo.
Uses his feathers in a bondage way, ties Elmo up, and then tickles Elmo.
Wow.
With the
oh my God.
And then shoves the big beak up his asshole.
So let's talk real, okay? Let's talk Unreal Engine. No, let's talk Tearaway. Tearaway is an incredibly good game. It's crafted, pardon the pun, in such a beautiful
is
manner,
it?
And you can also include any picture off the internet, which
was
is
it
amazing.
Folded or
unfolded.
Oh, there we go.
Tearaway Unfolded.
Good job.
On the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, it's very good.
Have you seen any of Tearaway, Richard?
Only the pictures you have showed.
Only the pictures. Well, you know, when you're in Tearaway, right, and it's by the makers of Media Molecule who made Little Big Planet.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in Tearaway, you have the chance to create things at certain points. So a squirrel might be like, design me a crown, or an elk might be like, design me a coat. And I'll be like, I'm definitely going to design you a coat.
Out of dead squirrels.
Well, dead squirrels or Tom's face.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's on like a hat for a squirrel, then maybe like
a giant
huge
penis.
My,
is the
or,
obvious choice.
Or, yeah, of course. Or if you're creating mitts, you know, for another.
Tits for mitts.
Quite yes, that'd be it. Or if you're creating a scarecrow whose head would be better than Dobby the house elf.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
that would scare the crap out of any crow.
If I ever get rich enough and I have a family, I will have a scarecrow and I will get a professional Dobby head. All weather Dobby head.
Do you think there's somewhere that sells all weather Dobby heads?
You know what? I bet there is. There's somewhere there's a store with a little wooden hanging sign that creaks in the wind. That
all
says,
weather Dobby
all
heads.
Weather, ye old weather Dobby heads.
Oh, I need to get out of this cold. And it's just
guy.
Walls of Dobby. Oh,
an old guy with really like round Harry Potter spectacles, but the lenses are like an inch thick. And he looks up and his eyes are huge. He's like,
does anything take your fancy, young man?
My name's Igor.
I forgot what I was going to say on that. Oh no, actually, yeah, we spoke to someone.
Shit, man, this is so disorganized.
The most organized return of a podcast ever.
Ever.
We spoke to someone there called Richard Cutland, and he was the military specialist for Wargaming, and it was his job to find schematics of things, to get details right on military objects. But before that, he was in the army and tank regiment for 30-odd years.
Yes.
Or 40-odd years.
That he was.
And he also worked on the movie Fury with Brad Pitt, which was filmed near Henley.
And
near
Shia LaBeouf.
And Shia LaBeouf.
And Punisher.
And Punisher.
Shia LaBeouf.
I can't remember his real name.
Shia LaBeouf.
Punisher?
Yeah, Punisher in the new Daredevil.
Oh, yes, John Berthnell.
That's it.
So he...
John Berthnott.
Berthnell.
Berthnell. Oh.
So he taught Brad Pitt how to drive a tank, which is quite cool.
That is pretty cool.
And, yeah.
And he did say you didn't have to have the brains of an archbishop,
yeah,
to quote him,
and
to drive a tank.
And then I asked him, why do you... Archbishop, are they known for having brains?
Yeah, actually, no.
We need to do a little horror compilation, right? Or the best, or the five best Halloween games, you know, to play. Like Dead Space. The original Dead Space is very good.
Mm.
And they need to make a fourth. Games like Soma, which I've yet to play.
I did a video series with Sam on Dead Space 3, I think.
Dead Space 3 was the crappest one.
It was just shooting everything.
It was.
When you used to have your flat,
yes.
It was a Dead Space 2 I played on your Tritons.
Yeah.
And it scared the shit out of me, like, maybe. TV came on. Yeah. Similar to Outlast.
No, that's Dead Space 1.
Okay, yeah, that's,
yes.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
That was amazing.
That's terrifying.
Tritons, God, they're good, aren't they?
Well, I saw some in PC World earlier. I was like,
they're bad. Tritons.
They were good
bad.
When you had them. I was like, holy shit.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you were screaming so much, you got a knock on the door from the police thinking someone was in trouble.
Oh, God. And I remember the video I made, which I have to show you. Oh, my goodness, again.
And we got a warning saying we don't appreciate renditions of the American National Anthem at 3 in the morning.
That was so good. Play Call of Duty, Black Ops 2, with headphones on, and you will get the police at your door.
Can't hear a thing.
Did they come around and say, Mr. Ball, is your girlfriend all right? We heard a woman screaming.
I didn't have a girlfriend at that time.
No, because at the time, Josh was like, oh, I think I just heard the doorbell. And he stopped and he was like...
And I was like...
Oh, no, never mind.
And then
and
I was like...
A few minutes later, he was like, oh, hang on a minute.
And I was like, oh, it's just the neighbours. I don't care. And then it just kept going. And I was like, oh, okay. And I looked through
the
peephole and it's two police officers. I'm like...
You're under arrest, Mr. Ball.
And like, hi... Can I help?
I would not know. I'd be like...
And then he went, hi, we've got a call about a disturbance or something. Something like
Where's
that.
Your young daughter? We heard a young child screaming.
Because his girl Josh is screaming. Like,
and then he went, have you been playing online games? He went, yeah. Mom, just turn it down a bit, mate. I was like, aww. And I just went to the mic and I was like, Tom, you can't believe what this is. You
can't. And then Tom never told you this, but he called the police.
It was. And that was the first known record of swatting happening in the gaming. Do you know what swatting is?
Yes.
Oh, it's okay. Awful. They
so
always had, the swat always killed with dogs and cats.
It's so bad. Ridiculous.
Was it a common thing or something?
In America, yeah.
Yeah. More common than it should be for a prank of that scale.
So people were just calling people saying...
It's happened on like Twitch streams, isn't it?
Yeah, because there was one guy who did a Twitch stream and then he came back to it after the SWAT had left and he was like in tears and stuff because his younger brother was there and they held his younger brother at gunpoint and stuff like this.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think he recorded a video. He put that part of it on YouTube. I was like, you know, you guys need to stop doing this. It's not funny. You know, it's affecting my family, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff.
What the hell?
Yeah. Have you seen the Twitch stream where there was a home invasion whilst it was going on?
No.
People just broke in, like, held them all at gunpoint.
Oh, fuck. Was it, like, as a joke, or...?
Real.
I have to say, though, I'm looking forward to Batman v Superman.
Nope.
I don't know what I'm looking forward to mostly, Batman v Superman or Suicide Squad.
Get a fucking sense of
humour, DC. Suicide Squad.
I think I'm looking forward more to Suicide Squad, strangely.
Yeah, I think most people are.
Yeah. No, I'm not looking forward to Batman vs Superman. I'll go and see it, but I'm not excited.
Oh, mate, why?
Because Batman looks shit.
What? Don't he does look really good.
He looks like he needs to lose some weight. The fat shit.
His
Batman. Suit is chunky as fuck.
Well, that's because Ben Affleck's chunky as fuck.
Henry Cavill is a beautiful man and puts Batman to shame.
Yes.
Ben Affleck, you mean? Yeah, what about the part in the trailer where Ben Affleck is running towards the falling buildings
and he gets fucked up by Superman because Superman's a god.
And Suicide Squad's very good.
Diane, yeah, I've seen the trailer for that. What part does Diane play?
Wonder Woman.
You prick. Diane is Wonder Woman, but is she just a third party? Is she friends with Clark? Or
I think she just comes in and goes, Hi-sha!
I think, Hi-sha! And that's it. That's it. She goes, oh, Jason Momoa is in it as Aquaman.
And he's just like, oh, swim! And he just leaves.
Just keep swimming! Just keep swimming.
The advice he's learned from Batman.
Diane is in it as a sort of love interest to Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Superman's got Lois.
Well, there might be some like love quadrangle things going on. Lois and Wonder Woman and Batman and Superman.
And Alfred's just screwing them all.
Alfred's just wanking over the board.
He is not our enemy.
You two have to make up.
Turns good men cruel.
There's a hand here, finger there.
He has.
Here, oh my god. I wish I was doing. Tom Cam would be fucking awesome right now. Tom Cam would be amazing.
No one is.
He has the power to wipe out the entire human race. We have to stop
it. Well, you do it that way. You do it like alternating. Should I do it like that? No, I mean, it's quite easy because you're going to wiggle your head.
So you don't.
No, I think I do it like that. Why are we having this discussion?
Holy shit. I think that's episode 23.
In a nutshell.
Of the podcast.
In a nutshell. We'll see what happens.
We came back. With something as to whether that was a bang or not.
Bang. It was more of a.
More of a dual hand action, according to Tom. Oh my god. Seriously, we need to get Tom Cam in here.
Do it next time.
Could you not do it then, Tom?
No, I did. No follow through, which is good.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Well, thanks for staying here, guys, and chatting.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Richard, anything to say before you go? Into the ground.
Am I dying?
Yes.
Nice knowing you all, and avenge me. Josh has murdered me.
Tom, it's nice to have you back.
I'm sorry, I was taking a sip of beer. Thank you for bringing me back.
From the dead?
From the dead.
From, yeah. So Richard's going to dead.
Richard's going to dead.
Ah. Shit.
6 miles to dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Josh?
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
I hate that sentence. I hate that phrase. Thank you
for having us. I meant to say, thank you for coming.
That was very silent, but it could have been the crowning moment of the podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, Josh.
No, you're welcome. Next time you hear us, it's probably what?
I've been Tom Dayton.
Oh, you've been Tom Dayton.
I have been Joshua Bolt.
And I have been Richard Evans. And much like the Top Gear reunion, we are back on the same stream.
Working for Amazon.
Well, Amazon Prime, or Amazon past its prime.
Ooh.
They haven't got too much on there, have they?
No, they don't.
Neither have Netflix.
Aside from Mr. Robot. Anyway, goodbye to those who are listening. Of course, head to startreplay.com if you want to read some gaming things. Subscribe to us on YouTube. YouTube.com/startreplay. And that's lovely. And subscribe to us on iTunes where you're listening to this. If you like gaming podcasts, or if you just want us in your ears, we need to think of a recurring feature, guys. Something we do every time.
Improv.
That's too much work.
No.
I've got an idea.
It's not. It's just improv.
What's your idea, Tom?
An old idea.
What's an old idea?
One that we used to incorporate in the series.
What's that?
It's a PG.
What is it?
That was a little squeak.
What is it?
60 seconds long.
Oh, yeah, the 60 seconds of fun. Oh, 60. What was it?
Is that Tom's, what Cammy gets usually most nights? Tom's Magic Minute.
Tom's Magic Minute, there we go. Is that what Richard Eliza Magic gets nowadays? Magic Minute.
I have no idea what this is.
No. Let's not go on to that subject, shall we?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Join us this time, same bat channel.